Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Tree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The ABCs of Real Estate Investing, The Secrets of Finding Hidden Profits. Most Investors Miss is a practical real estate investing guide by Ken McElroy, written for readers who want a structured introduction to multifamily and income property investing, positioned within the broader Rich Dad Advisor series. The book focuses on the mechanics of finding, evaluating, negotiating, and managing properties in a way that supports long-term cash flow. Rather than treating real estate as a quick flip strategy, it frames investing as a business that depends on sound analysis, careful due diligence, and strong operational management. The book is especially associated with apartment investing, but its core ideas can also apply to other buy and hold rental properties. Its purpose is to help beginners understand where hidden profit can come from, why management matters as much as acquisition, and how investors can think more systematically about building wealth through property ownership. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building an investment strategy before looking at properties. One of the book's first priorities is to stop readers from jumping straight into deal hunting without a clear plan. McElroy emphasizes defining personal investment goals, choosing a strategy that fits those goals, and understanding what kind of returns, leverage, and involvement level the investor actually wants. This matters because the best property on paper can still be a poor fit if it does not match the investor's time horizon, risk tolerance, or operating capacity. The book presents real estate investing as a decision-making process rather than a collection of opportunistic purchases. That framing gives beginners a useful filter before analyzing deals. They need to know what they are trying to accomplish and what types of properties support that outcome. This strategic starting point also helps readers avoid the common mistake of buying property because it seems attractive in isolation, rather than because it fits a broader portfolio or cash flow plan. In that sense, the book treats clarity of purpose as a technical advantage, not just a motivational idea. Secondly, using market research and team building to reduce avoidable mistakes. The book gives substantial attention to two issues. Many beginner guides treat lightly local market research and the creation of a competent team. McElroy argues that investors need to understand the market they are entering, including demand drivers, neighborhood quality, and the conditions that affect rent growth and occupancy. This is important because property performance depends heavily on local context, not just on the building itself. He also stresses that real estate investing is not a solitary activity. Investors need brokers, lenders, property managers, inspectors, and other professionals who can support better decisions and smoother operations. The practical implication is that the quality of the team can influence both acquisition and long-term performance. This topic is especially useful because it shows why inexperienced investors often lose money. They either buy in markets they do not understand or rely on weak professional support. The book's approach encourages readers to think like operators, building a network that improves judgment and execution, instead of assuming they can optimize everything alone. Thirdly, evaluating deals with a structured five-step analysis. A central contribution of the book is its emphasis on disciplined property evaluation. McElroy introduces a framework that helps readers move from first impression to actual investment decision by examining the numbers, the property condition, and the income potential in a structured way. The point is not just to analyze whether a building looks good, but to determine whether it can produce reliable returns after expenses, management, and necessary improvements are considered. This is where the book becomes especially valuable for beginners, because it translates a vague idea like good deal into a repeatable process. The broader lesson is that real estate profits often come from recognizing mispricing, operational inefficiency, or underperformance that can be corrected. By teaching readers to evaluate properties systematically, the book reduces dependence on intuition alone. It also encourages a more realistic view of value, where purchase price is only one part of the equation. For investors, that shift is critical. Hidden profit is usually found through analysis, not optimism. Fourthly, negotiation, financing, and due diligence as connected phases of the same deal. The book does not treat negotiation, financing, and due diligence as separate subjects. Instead, it presents them as a sequence that shapes the final quality of the investment. McElroy walks readers through the deal process from letter of intent to purchase agreement, showing that each step affects leverage, risk, and negotiating position. Financing is not presented as a mere funding detail. It is part of how a deal becomes viable or unviable. Due diligence is then used as the verification stage where the investor confirms that the property and the seller's claims match reality. The practical value of this approach is that it teaches readers to see transactions as layered processes, not single events. It also reinforces the principle often summarized as trust, but verify. That matters in real estate because a deal can look attractive early, but prove weak after inspections, financial review, or document analysis. The book's strength here is procedural clarity. It helps readers understand that protecting capital requires careful sequencing, not just aggressive bidding or confidence in the seller's story. Lastly, property management as the main engine of long-term profitability. The book's most distinctive theme is its treatment of property management as central to real estate success. McElroy devotes unusual attention to how management affects income, expenses, tenant quality, and ultimately asset value. This is a major differentiator from many beginner books that focus mainly on acquisition. The underlying argument is straightforward: buying a property is only the beginning, and the real profits often depend on what happens after closing. Good management can stabilize occupancy, control costs, and improve the tenant experience, while weak management can erase the benefits of a solid purchase. The book also discusses how to hire, oversee, and, when necessary, replace a management company, which makes it more operationally grounded than purely theoretical guides. This focus is important because it teaches investors to think like owners of a business, not passive holders of a building. For readers, the implication is clear: cash flow is not just found in the deal, it is created and preserved through competent ongoing operations. That emphasis gives the book much of its practical relevance. In conclusion, this book is best suited for aspiring real estate investors, especially those interested in multifamily properties, apartment complexes, and buy-and-hold rental strategies. It is also useful for readers who have already heard the usual real estate talking points, but want a more organized framework for evaluating deals and managing them profitably. Its main benefit is that it connects acquisition thinking with operational thinking, which makes it more practical than books that stop at finding a property or raising money. Readers will come away with a clearer understanding of how to define an investing strategy, assess local markets, structure deal analysis, navigate the purchase process, and treat property management as a core profit center. That combination is what helps the book stand out in its category. Many real estate books are either too theoretical or too narrowly focused on one stage of the process. McElroy's book is broader and more usable as a first step, even if readers later need more detailed resources for advanced underwriting, legal, or risk management topics. As an introductory guide, it offers a disciplined foundation rather than a complete technical manual. But if you would like to support Ken McElroy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.